702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Catch up with news from elsewhere in the world. 22 after 8. Adam, let's start with Ukraine. America finally agreeing to more military help.
Yes, the US Congress, where it had been blocked, has now waved through this enormous aid package. There's aid for countries in the Indo-Pacific region and for Israel and for others, but in particular Ukraine. $61 billion worth of aid, and 40% of it, or about $20 billion of it, specifically dedicated to replenishing weapons and ammunition. A year ago, it was about supporting Ukraine's push back against Russian invasion forces. Now it's about stopping the Russian advance, and in particular this much vaunted Russian summer offensive. It's due to happen, in theory, in the next month or two, although you could argue it already is. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has described the support as vital. He says aid will keep the war from expanding, save thousands of lives, etc. But also, in the process of this, Ukraine will receive more than $9 billion of economic assistance, specifically in the form of so-called forgivable loans, ones that don't need to be paid back. I don't know about you, Bongani, I quite fancy a forgivable loan myself.
Gosh, I'd love one, if you know anyone.
Too handy.
Talk to me about Australia's baby Harriet. This is good news.
Yeah, the little girl injured in the stabbing attack in the Sydney shopping mall attack. Her mum was one of the six people who were killed. Her mum was trying to save her daughter and was blocking the path. And the mum, as we know, Ashley Good, died in the course of this. But the nine-month-old baby daughter of Ashley Good, Harriet Good, was also stabbed in the process. She was in intensive care for a while. She came out of that. She's received more care. She's now essentially being released from hospital with chest and arm injuries, but she's out of the danger zone, as it were. She'll probably never, of course, recall the experience of what happened. But when she's old enough and she learns about what her mum did and what others did, I hope she has that sense of pride. I mean, the attack has horrified Australia, but there's just that little tiny bit of a glow. Harriet, by the way, the little baby, does have a father. He's around Kerry. And so, you know, she's not lost all family. There's also a GoFundMe campaign. These can be extraordinary sometimes, can't they? Set up in Ashley Good's name to raise money for baby Harriet. And they've already hit 700,000 Australian dollars, round about 9 million rand. So, yeah, the money for Harriet's long-term well-being, that's got to be a good thing.
Yes, indeed, Adam. And if I want a loan, I don't have to pay back. Why don't you tell me what you want, what you really, really want? see where I'm going with this.
It's a zig-a-zig. Of course. Yes, all five members of the Spice Girls reunited in private, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your point of view. They were in a Mayfair club, so in a swanky club for Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday. Yes, they are turning 50 plus, and they were all there. So we're talking Victoria Beckham, Melanie Brown, Emma Bunton, Jerry Horner, Melanie Chisholm, otherwise known as Posh, Sporty, Baby, Ginger. And, oh, I put it the wrong way around, scary. Swap the scary and the sporty. Anyway, they came back together. You've never seen anyone look quite so excited as David Beckham, who must be a Spice Girls super fan. His face is just aglow as they break into a version of Stop with the appropriate hand movements and a little bit of dancing. And for anyone who doesn't quite get the excitement, I mean, think of the excitement of Taylor Swift and then put that in your parents or your grandparents or wherever, or your older sister. They were an extraordinary phenomenon. But it's no good them doing a little version of Stop right now in a club somewhere. We want them at the O2 or Glastonbury or in a big festival in Johannesburg. I mean, you know, for goodness sake, don't keep it private. Let's have them all. And I'll stop right now. Thank you very much.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. And we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.